International experts writing in the New England Journal of Medicine on the eve of TB Day say Africa is facing the worst tuberculosis epidemic since the invention of antibiotics. They note that Africa, which is home to 11% of the world's population, carries 29% of the world's TB cases and 34% of its TB-related deaths. And they quote statistics of the World Health Organization as saying that from 1990 to the year 2005, the incidence of TB more than doubled, mainly in southern, eastern, and central African nations. The head of an HIV research unit at Johannesburg's Witwatersrand University, François Venter, says a major cause is HIV/AIDS, which weakens a person's ability to fight disease.
The risk of acquiring TB if you're HIV positive is so huge, coupled with the fact that there's so much TB floating around in this community, that conventional approaches to prevention and treatment are actually not going to win.
TB is a highly infectious disease that is spread through the air, usually by the cough of an infected person. More than 3 million people in Africa are living with TB, and 500,000 die from it each year. The report says that healthcare systems in many countries have difficulty responding to the threat because of a lack of funding, personnel, drugs, and laboratories. Venter volunteers at hospitals in less wealthy parts of South Africa.
The numbers of patients with TB are astronomical. Every morning we do a ward round here, and it's just TB, TB, and more TB. A dozen different forms, but all of it TB. It's scary to me that there doesn't seem to be a plan.
Tuberculosis is treatable, but diagnosis can take a long time, during which period the victim is in the community spreading the disease. Experts say that many TB victims die before they are diagnosed, and many who are diagnosed die anyway because they begin treatment too late. Another aggravating factor is the emergence of TB strains that are resistant to most drugs. Almost all victims of these strains are HIV positive, and few of them are ever cured. Venter says progress against HIV/AIDS is being made thanks to greater funding, aggressive education campaigns, and the growing availability of antiretroviral drugs to fight the virus.
To learn from the HIV program that if we support patients actively, and this means support groups, food parcels, counseling, explanations, people will take their treatments.
He says current TB programs are not working. And as a result, governments and policymakers need to declare a TB emergency, similar to that for HIV/AIDS. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Johannesburg.